Our daughter, Jessie, loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective, too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide cleans better than the leading competitive free detergent, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues.
Plus, Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
Antoine, how are you, man?
I'm doing all right. How you doing?
I'm excellent. Thank you for taking the time to join us. Just another day in New York Jetsville, huh?
Yeah, pretty much. The Jets traded for a guy that, you know, they knew that probably won a new contract. I mean, he actually requested a trade from the Eagles, but, you know, they actually tried to work out a deal with Reddick before the deal with the trade was made. And, you know, he ended up rejecting it, and they still made the trade for him, thinking that, okay, he would want to, you know, at least show up and, you know, play on the last year of his deal. But nope, you know, he's not happy and wants to be compensated.
Well, Antoine Staley joining us from the New York Daily News. When you think about Joe Douglas and some of the decisions that he's made, I mean, the biggest one happens to be at quarterback, a quarterback who's no longer on the team. And then he had to go ahead and bring in a guy in Aaron Rodgers. And now you have this scenario and situation. Is Joe Douglas on the clock along with Rob Saleh and Rodgers if things don't work out?
Yes, everything. I mean, they're aware that this season is big. I mean, last year they got a mulligan because Aaron got hurt four plays into the week one start against Buffalo. And, you know, essentially, you know, they end up finishing 7-10 for the second consecutive year. But no matter what happens, they have to make the playoffs. I mean, the Jets have the longest playoff drought in North American sports, tied with the Buffalo Sabres of the NHL. And Woody Johnson, the owner, was not happy after the season. He felt like, you know, they could have went out and got a different kind of quarterback. They knew what Zach Wilson was, especially when Aaron got hurt, and they knew they weren't going to be good enough to make the playoffs with Wilson, despite, you know, having a top three defense. But this year, like, it's all bets are off. They have to make the playoffs. They went all in to get Aaron and also, you know, improve the team around them, going to get Tyron Smith and Morgan Moses as the tackles, you know, old fashioned new from Penn State. They also drafted two for Escher Insurance, Mike Williams from the Chargers. They signed him. So, yeah, they've made all these moves there, and now it's time to, you know, collect the rewards, or else, you know, they're probably going to get somebody else to come in, and it could be wholesale changes across the board.
Well, Antoine, we know if the New York Jets have a strength in anything over the past several years, it has been the defense, locking up a Quinnen Williams, and you got a C.J. Mosley, you got Sauce Gardner, one of the best defensive backs in the entire game. What do you think is actually going to happen with Hassan Reddick? Is he ultimately going to show up after incurring fines? Like, what is he going to do? What do you think is going to happen?
Well, I don't know. I don't think the Jets necessarily know either. I thought he would have showed up because, you know, he's going to get fined $50,000 per day that he does not show up. And the Jets, with the new collective bargaining agreement with the NFL, they can't waive it. So, you know, if he doesn't show up, he's going to be fined $50,000 each day. He's already missed out on the $250,000 workout bonus that he could have collected during the spring by not showing up for OTAs or mandatory minicamp. Got fined for not showing up for mandatory minicamp as well. So clearly he doesn't necessarily care about the fines that has been incurred or the lost money. He just wants a new deal. And, you know, from his perspective, I kind of understand. I mean, he's almost 30 years old, has had double-digit sacks in four consecutive years. And, in general, he has outplayed his contract. But the fact of the matter is, you know, you have to be a professional. You have to go out there and do your job. And, you know, the Jets feel like, you know, he should go in and do his job, and then maybe they'll decide to compensate him once he reports. But, yeah, I don't think anybody necessarily knows if he's going to show up or not right now.
Antoine Staley is here with us from the New York Daily News. The bigger mystery is the man that everybody has brought in to tie everything together and hopefully get them a championship, kind of a one-shot deal. We need to go for the Grand Slam, and that happens to be Aaron Rodgers. What is his status? We know, okay, fine, he's healthy, he's coming off the surgery. Is he going to be a full participant all the way through training camp into preseason? Are they going to babysit him coming off the injury and his age? Is this going to be different than what we saw last year?
Well, he was a full participant throughout OTA, so I imagine it'll probably be the same throughout the course of training camp too as well. Now, whether he plays in any preseason games or not, I'm not necessarily sure. I mean, we'll have to ask about that and see. As you know, preseason has become less valued among veterans. So he may play the last preseason game against the Giants. But, you know, nowadays with these joint practices where they have three of them against Washington, they have one against Carolina, and then have one against the Giants, that's where a lot of the players are getting their work in. So, you know, as long as he's getting their work in and participating there, I think, you know, they feel comfortable about him starting, you know, feeling good about him heading to San Francisco. I don't think it's going to be any limitations from what I understand, just talking with people starting tomorrow once they start practicing.
Well, the New York Jets certainly tried to find a little bit of help to keep him upright and healthy, drafting Olu Fashanu, bringing in Tyron Smith, speaking of a pitch count, he's probably going to be on a little bit of one. What do you think about how the New York Jets have tried to protect him? Much more confidence than what they did last year?
Yes and no. Well, you know, you got Tyron Smith, who's all world when he plays, but the fact of the matter is he's missed a lot of games since 2020 in particular. You know, last year he did play 13 and with the new regimen program that the Cowboys had for him. But the year before that, he ended up missing 13 games due to injury. So he has not played a full season since 2015. That's why you go out and get an old fashioned dude from Penn State there to add in extra insurance and get your left tackle for the future. And then you go out and trade for Morgan Moses there. The problem is both of those guys, Moses and Smith, are both 33 years old. And, you know, Moses is also coming off a torn pec injury as well. So it's still some injury concerns there. They just hope that, you know, they've added some more insurance there, especially considering all the problems that they've had on the offensive line the last couple of years. And they had 14 different combinations in 17 games, and it's hard to win with that lack of continuity.
Well, Antoine, outside of knowing that I'm going to get an Aaron Rodgers quote per week, what can we expect from the New York Jets on the football field in the AFC East?
Well, I mean, I still think Buffalo's the team to beat until proven otherwise. They've proven that. I think, you know, Josh Allen, I think they have the best quarterback and coach combination out of any of the teams in the division. So until they, you know, falter, then I'm still going to pick the Bills there. It's interesting to see where the Jets may line up with the Dolphins there. They have some questions and concerns, too, especially on the defensive end, where they have both of their pass rushers, Bradley Chubb and also Jalen Phillips, coming off of major injuries there. And they lost a lot of people, and they changed coordinators. So I think they have a ton of questions. And then you talk at the offensive side of the ball with the Dolphins with Tua and, you know, his contract situation. And he's also lost a lot of weight, too. He looks a lot more frail than what he was a year ago. So I definitely think the Jets have an opportunity to, you know, get a wild card bid. And, you know, once you get in the tournament, then anything can happen there. So, you know, anytime you have a defense like the Jets there, you know, you have a fighting chance in the division and also in the AFC. But it's going to be stacked, not just in the division, but the entire conference.
Antoine Staley's here with us from the New York Daily News. We know Aaron Rodgers is here. It's Super Bowl, boom or bust. And if there's no Super Bowl and these guys are getting all of their tails kicked to the curb and Aaron Rodgers gets to go along with his life. If you were a betting man over the next year, next 2 years, do you think the New York Jets are going to hoist a Vince Lombardi?
It's hard to go from a team that has not made the playoffs in 13 years to a team that all of a sudden winning a Super Bowl. So I think it's levels to this, especially when you're talking about, you know, trying to dethrone the Kansas City Chiefs. Now, do I think the Jets can make the playoffs this year? Yes, certainly. If all goes right and they can stay healthy, especially, you know, what they present on defense, although they have some questions there on the defensive line, especially if Reddick decides not to show up, then that's obviously a major issue there. But, yeah, I definitely think they have what it takes there. So long if Aaron plays at the level that he's, you know, accustomed to, they don't necessarily need 2020-21 Aaron Rodgers. If they had 2022 to Aaron Rodgers, I think this team, with the defense they have, they're good enough to make the playoffs. And then you got Breece Hall, Garrett Wilson, I think is going to have a tremendous year. If he can get some protection there, I think Aaron will be fine. And then on the defensive end, you feature a top three defense that's returning there. Sure, they've had some people, you know, interchange in there, lose Bryce Huff, who led the team in sacks a year ago. But, you know, it's a lot of talent on that side of the ball. And Logan Quentin Williams and Sauce Gardner are there. They definitely have a fighting chance there for sure.
Well, Antoine, we saw what the New York Jets did later in the draft by picking up Jordan Travis down from Florida. Is he the quarterback of the future? He's going to have a chance to sit down and heal up a little bit. Are they high that he could be the guy?
Well, first he needs to get cleared. I mean, he suffered that major injury at Florida State and, definitely needs to get cleared first. But, you know, they definitely – I think it's smart of them to take a developmental quarterback for a couple of reasons. One, you know, you end up signing Tyrod Taylor to be your backup quarterback. But we also know he has injury concerns on his own, too. So I think they have to have three quarterbacks on the roster for that reason. And, you know, seeing Jordan Travis there, I definitely think, you know, the way he was playing at FSU and, you know, was able to distribute the ball there, not necessarily the biggest arm in the world, but very, very accurate, you know, getting the ball to his receivers there. He would have been a second-round pick, I think, had he stayed healthy. But to get him in round five, I thought that was a big steal for them. Long as he can heal up and return, I think he can return to the player that he once was with the Seminoles there. And who knows if he can be the guy. But they are excited about him and seeing his development and see what he can potentially do down the line.
Antoine, if this does not work out, are the New York Jets screwed? Because if Joe Douglas is gone, you got to reset with a GM who's going to be around for 4 years. They got to figure out the quarterback. Maybe it's Jordan Travis. Maybe it's not down the line. Are they screwed? We might as well just scratch off, like, I don't know, 2-3 more years.
Well, they would be starting over, yes. If that's what you're referring to, then yeah, I think, yes, you know, anytime if they don't make the playoffs, then yeah, I think Joe Douglas' job is in jeopardy. I think Robert Saleh's job in jeopardy. They've even said as much. They said it to the media out in the spring. They understand what the situation is. Joe Douglas has been there since 2019. Has not had a winning season. Robert Saleh's been there for 3 years, going on four. Has not had a winning season. Very rarely do you have in this day and age with social media and, you know, the microwave generation that people, you get 3 years, especially as a coach, you know, to prove yourself. And these guys are getting, you know, 4 and 6 years with losing seasons behind them. So, yeah, I mean, it's break or break. This is it for them. Like, they understand, like, they've, you know, did as much as they can do. And, you know, they've reached the role where they have to make the playoffs or it's going to be wholesale changes. And Aaron also understands that, too, because if you bring in a new coach and a new general manager, they're going to want their own quarterback. And in turn, that might be the end of Aaron Rodgers, at least with the Jets anyway.
Yeah, I don't think he cares too much, Antoine. It seems like he's pretty invested in himself. It's just, if you're asking me, you know what, let's end things on a positive note. what is the positive thing about the New York Jets? Come on, encourage the Jet fans out here, wherever they might be.
Well, I think the roster is much improved. Last year, I felt like they just relied on Aaron to come in and basically save them. This year, they did their homework and, you know, improved the offensive line and got a wide receiver in Mike Williams to go alongside Garrett Wilson. Although Mike is going to bring him along slowly coming off the ACL injury. Also drafted Malachi Corley from Western Kentucky in the third round too, as well. So they got some parts there. I mean, they've improved. The roster is immensely improved, especially on the offensive side of the ball, where they just thought Aaron would save them. So in addition to having Aaron back, I think, you know, the talent is much, much improved than what it was a year ago. So if you're looking for a positive spin, I think that's the one you have to go with, especially with the Jets.
Thank you, Antoine. Can't wait until Aaron Rodgers does his weekly soliloquies. I can't wait for that. I know you're going to be busy. Where can people follow you and all of your work with the New York Daily News?
It's simple. Just Antoine Staley, my name, most all social media platforms. Follow my work at nydailynews.com.
Hey, Antoine, appreciate it. We'll be talking to you down the line, man. We'll talk to you.
All right, dude. I appreciate it. Y'all take care.